This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when a great act of deliverance that really does seem providential. It seems like God's hand on America and in our behalf. That's, of course, a reference to my most recent book, God's Hand on America, which is about divine providence in the modern era. There is a story out of Iraq that is just amazing that we will get to. There are also reports of Jewish people feeling endangered and buying guns, some for the first time. Where do you think this would be happening? It's happening in L.A. and covered by local media there. And there is more revelations about the leadership of Hamas and where they are right now. Now, a bunch of them are dead, and which is obviously a destination that was glorified by Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, the other militia group also funded by Iran. But there's a report in the Washington Post. And again, this is not in any Israeli newspaper. It's the Washington Post, and which is often pretty reliable, particularly when reporting on a matter like this. It turns out the top Hamas political leader supervises a vast financial network while living hundreds of miles from the chaos and violence in Gaza, often traveling freely to represent the militant group before world leaders across the region. Every once in a while, Ismail Haniyeh visits Gaza itself, but he remains the most powerful leader of the Hamas while out of harm's way. Speaking of out of harm's way, there is this remarkable story that I am surprised has not gotten more attention, because in a crazy world, in a painful world, this is a bit of encouraging news. A drone laden with explosives, believed to have been launched by the Iranian-backed militia, crashed into the upper floor of a U.S. barracks at a base in Iraq. But for some reason, the drone failed to detonate, U.S. officials said, underscoring the risks to U.S. forces in the Middle East during Israel's war on Hamas. Had the drone exploded at Erbil Air Base on October 25th, about a week ago, it likely would have injured or killed multiple U.S. troops, defense officials said. There were no reports of injuries. The strike raised fears of a potential deadly attack among forces on the ground, even after the Pentagon last week sent several air defense systems to the region to protect the roughly 2,500 U.S. troops who are still in Iraq, and the 900 U.S. troops, so it's a total of 3,400 Americans, who are in the Middle East to defend against the excesses of these Iranian militias. Hours after the dud drone landed on the barracks, the U.S. said it launched strikes on two bases in eastern Syria. I hope they weren't duds. It believed were used by the Iranian groups. In all, there have been at least 28 attacks on U.S. installations in Iraq and Syria over the past 2 weeks. The Pentagon said in what officials have described as a response by Iranian-backed militias to U.S. support of Israel. What's incredible about this is you ask, okay, so what are we doing with 3,400 troops still stationed in Iraq and Syria? And the answer is what we're doing is trying to prevent the reemergence of ISIS. One of the great victories, and we've had many, but one of the great victories of the war against terror that this country has been compelled to fight, not because we wanted to, but because our own safety and the safety of our citizens depended on it. I mean, people forget all about what the sense was after September 11th. And by the way, remembering that is a very good way of putting October 7th in context. But the idea that those troops remaining there, seeing the guarding of American interests in Iraq and Syria by preventing the reemergence of ISIS, yes, that's important. And it's also important to recognize that it says that U.S. Secretary of State, this is again from the Washington Post, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv early this morning, where he is expected to push Israel to implement humanitarian pauses in Gaza. Hezbollah's leader will also make a speech amid fears of a full-blown war. This is all extraordinarily troubling and very serious. There's also political combat involved with some of what is going on there. There have been a number of pieces all over the media, in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal, in the Washington Post, about the splits in the Democratic Party. Because most Democrats, the overwhelming majority, and virtually all Republicans, support the state of Israel in its struggle to defend itself and to prevent another devastating terror attack. But there are about a dozen members of the Democratic House minority who are anti-Israel, and in some cases actively pro-Hamas. One of them, of course, is Rashida Tlaib. We talked yesterday about people who were attempting to pass a resolution of censure against her. I don't think that matters. I don't think that counts. I don't think it's worth it. What's worth it is what they're doing, which is running a strong primary campaign against her. And my understanding is the Democrat running against her for the nomination for her seat in Congress is a pro-American, pro-Israel, Arab-American, which is now benefiting that candidacy with a six-figure ad buy in the Detroit area aimed against Rashida Tlaib. Here's what that ad sounds like.
She's one of only seven Democrats in Congress to vote against missile protection for Israel. One of only nine Democrats against condemning the brutal attack on Israel by Hamas. Her legislation would allow the terrorists to rearm themselves. And she refuses to answer even this horrific question.
You can't comment about Hamas terrorists chopping off baby pets?
Tell Rashida Tlaib she's on the wrong side of history and humanity.
And I've been wrong side of the Democratic Party, one can hope. We will be speaking about what could have been different in Gaza. How did it end up succumbing, basically, to control from Hamas after the Israeli government actually completely vacated any Jewish presence or involvement in the territory of Gaza? We'll be talking with Paul Kengor about that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
I've only been listening to you for about 20 minutes and already my hair is on fire.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVet Show.
This is outrageous.
CNN is reporting that the judge overseeing Donald Trump's civil fraud trial has expanded a gag order in the trial to extend to Trump's attorneys. After continued lengthy discussions about the judge's communications with his law clerk during court this week, in a written order Friday, Judge Arthur Engoron prohibited Trump's attorneys from making any further comments about confidential communications between the judge and his staff inside or outside the courtroom. The focus on the law clerk, whose name is Allison Greenfeld, and who's a young law clerk to this veteran New York judge, she has been attacked by name, by reference, been attacked as Chuck Schumer's girlfriend, where they don't know each other. They just met. She attended some kind of event for Senator Schumer. This is very strange. And will the gag order apply to everything that Trump says? Or actually, there's some things where I think a lot of Trump supporters would prefer that he impose his own gag order. For instance, at a time when there are at least 30 American hostages who are being held by Hamas and threatened with death and torture, dismemberment, rape. I mean, it's a difficult thing. Trump is, instead of focusing on those hostages who need to get out as the first order of business for the United States and for the nation of Israel, with the number of hostages who have been taken, at least 240, they say, are still being held. They've released four. One has been rescued. But Trump referred to a different kind of hostages, the hostages, as he insists on calling them, who were arrested and imprisoned if they pled guilty or they were found guilty, and there are hundreds of them, for their role in the violent riot against the Capitol building on January 6th. And they are the J6 hostages, according to the former president. He was speaking in Houston at a Texas rally. Listen.
Well, thank you very much. And you know what that was? That was, I call them the J6 hostages. Not prisoners. I call them the hostages, what's happened. And it's a shame. And, you know, they did that, and they asked me whether or not I would partake and do the beautiful words. And I said, yes, I would. And you saw the spirit. The spirit was incredible. And when that came out, it went to the number one song. It was beating everybody. It beat Taylor Swift. It beat Miley Cyrus, who was number one and two. They were number one and two. We knocked them off for a long time. That song was out there for a long time. Then, of course, they had a problem with the internet, right, you know? And so all of a sudden they said, oh, there's a problem. We'll have to take it off. And we raised hell. And it went back on. That was up there for a long time. It was a number one record or song that was for months.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Okay, what he's talking about is a song with what was called the January 6th Choir. It was a group of prisoners who were getting together to sing the national anthem. And they sang the national anthem, but every verse, or every line actually, it would stop. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light. Okay, stop. And then they had Trump dubbed in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Those are the beautiful words that he was talking about. And then they'd sing a little bit more of the national anthem. Do we have that easily available, Jeremy? Because it Sure. It was a very successful song. At least this way it gives people background for what President Trump is talking about concerning the, he now says, J6 hostages. He has not promised to pardon all of them when he becomes president, as he eagerly expects that he will. But he's promised to look at all of their cases very closely and implied very directly that he believes that most of the people who have been convicted or taken guilty pleas deserve release. This is the song that he was alluding to.
The flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands,
idea. This is not exactly the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or the Westminster Choir, but okay, they're singing our national anthem, and again, this is for people who were part of the riots in which 140 police officers were injured. And more police officers were injured than in that dud drone attack we just talked about in Iraq. Meanwhile, Paul Kangor is a historian and a political scientist. He is the head of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which is a very important conservative think tank. And Grove City College, again, one of those colleges and universities where I think people can feel secure from any anti-Semitic intimidation or persecution for their political or religious orientation. When we come back, what could Gaza have been? What could Gaza be in the future? We'll be talking about that with Paul Kangor coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
It's right here and right now and very present, and this is the moment. This is the moment.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is editor at the American Spectator. He is also a professor of political science at Grove City College, a senior academic fellow at the Center for Vision and Values, and the author of over a dozen books, including A Pope and a President, John Paul II, Ronald Reagan, and The Extraordinary Untold Story of the 20th Century. He's also author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism and Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. He has written most recently, this taking time off from his leadership of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. He has written a piece for the Pittsburgh Tribune on what Gaza could be. And what you're doing with this piece is giving people some necessary background on this group, which is now the center of the world's attention, called Hamas. First of all, has there been any support for Hamas from the student body at Grove City College?
No, there most certainly has not, Michael, and that's a good reason to,
to send your kids to Grove City College. You know, it's interesting. We had a pretty in-depth discussion about this last night, ironically, so it's neat that you asked the question. Myself and the college president, Paul McNulty, and we had our annual Ronald Reagan lecture here last night. We had Professor Kyron Skinner, she's now at Pepperdine, William Inboden, he's a professor at the University of Florida, and we were talking about this, and one of the things I pointed out was our students, who are, you know, they're generally conservative, but they're level-headed. They're just kind of smart kids, and we were saying, first of all, we wouldn't expect any pro-Hamas sentiment on our campus, period, but I told Paul McNulty and the others, I'm currently teaching Middle East politics at Grove City College, which I do every fall semester, and I told them how, you know, my students and I just daily watched what played out with Hamas and the attack. And the attack, as you know, was October 7th, 2023. It was a Saturday morning, day of the Sabbath. I know it was a special religious day, holiday as well. And it's just obvious to my students going through this and being well informed through the news that Hamas is the aggressor. So, you know, other colleges, you know,
given the fact that all of the fighting on October 7th, all of the destruction took place on Israeli territory that the Hamas entered en masse, more than 1,000 fighters crashing through a fence and then going door to door into homes. And
right,
schools
right.
and other institutions, and killing 260 people at a music festival out in the desert. Hamas was the aggressor.
But we were kind of speculating, and we think a lot of other colleges, right, kind of your typical liberal college, which is 99% of other colleges, a lot of these other students that are protesting against Israel, right? I think a lot of them just kind of sign up for whatever the sort of leftist zeitgeist is on campus, right? Kind of like an intersectionality, right? So they like AOC, they like Ilhan Omar, they like Rashida Tlaib and the Squad, they like the Democratic Socialists of America and BLM. So when the campus leftists just kind of, you know, come out against Israel like they always do, all the other campus leftists kind of, you know, like fall in line, foot soldiers, and start carrying signs. I think a lot of them just don't have any idea what the hell they're even talking about. They just don't know the facts on the ground. They're just following the kind of campus atmosphere and, you know, floating with the currents of whatever the views are on campus.
They use words of which they don't know the meaning. In other words, one of the things that you hear again and again and again is that even from the Secretary General of the UN, from Guterres, he said that, well, this was did not happen in a vacuum. October 7th, it was the result of 50 years of suffocating occupation. And as you make very clear in your column, there has been no Israeli occupation or no Israeli presence of any kind in the Gaza Strip, not since 2005, when Prime Minister Sharon in Israel made a very controversial decision to clear out Jewish settlers. There were 8,000 in the Gaza Strip. And to leave it entirely in the hands of Palestinians. And then what happened?
Yeah, well, that's right. In fact, remember at one time, right, the left and Palestinians, they used to call Prime Minister Sharon General Bulldozer, right? Because the idea was that he would be creating Israeli settlements throughout the Gaza Strip and West Bank. And instead, he ends up doing exactly what you said. And no, this isn't 50 years of suffocation under Israeli occupation. This is 17 years of rule in Gaza by Hamas, who the Gazans, the Palestinians, elected. They freely elected Hamas in January 2006 in legislative elections. And when they did that, I mean, the year before. And so it would have been like January 2005. with the death of Arafat in November 2004, so Arafat's out of the way, so they finally have free presidential elections in West Bank and Gaza Strip, and they elected Mahmoud Abbas. And, you know, and Abbas was, you know, not exactly a great guy, but he said, okay, all right, they elected Mahmoud Abbas. All right, fine. Maybe we can get along with him. We'll see. And then a year later, they just make this extraordinary move where they elect Hamas, a terrorist group dedicated to the destruction of Israel, and who, by the way, hate Mahmoud Abbas.
It was not supposed to be a separate political entity in Gaza Strip. It's too small. It was supposed to be part of the ongoing Palestinian state that people have been talking about creating, who favor a two-state solution. But with all of that, and this is also extraordinary, another word that is used, aside from the word occupation, is the word genocide. And during the time that Israel actually governed in Gaza, it not only did they not experience genocide, they experienced a phenomenal baby boom between 1967 and 2005 when Israel governed Gaza. The population quadrupled. Yes. Because the health care and particularly life expectancy went up by 20 years. And it is not done nearly as well under the leadership of Hamas, which very publicly says they care more about death than about life.
Well, the health care point is really important because, you know, a lot of people, and I actually track this in my Middle East course. I have a slide that I put up and I show to students the growth in population in the Gaza Strip over the last 20 or 30 years. And at one point in the early 2000s, it was, I think, 7.5 children per Palestinian woman in the Gaza Strip. Now, that's an extraordinary number. I mean, 7.5 means that if you have one woman that's not having any, you got another woman that's having 15.
Yes. Well, there's not always such good news as new babies from the Gaza Strip. What does the future bring? We'll continue that conversation with Professor Paul Kangor of Grove City College and the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medvin.
I listen to you every single day.
And with Paul Kangor, who's worth listening to every single day. Paul Kangor, professor at Grove City College, professor of political science. He's teaching a class in politics and of the Middle East. And more right now. He's also the author of a new piece on what Gaza could be. And one of the things that he does that's very useful, and it's a very important corrective for people to actually look at his column, because there's a tendency, because the photographs you see are of destroyed buildings and craters where bombs fell and collapsed people in terrible hardship, and not that that doesn't exist at a time of war, in the middle of a war in Gaza, but generally Gaza is not a hopeless location. He talks about, Paul Kangor, some of the advantages Gaza had, and advantages that could actually, once this war is over, once Hamas is eliminated as a factor in Gaza's future, you actually see a promising future, as you make clear in your piece. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it kind of reminds me of Hong Kong, or at least it could be like Hong Kong. So when the Palestinian state was created, and this was supposed to be by UN General Assembly Resolution 181, November 29th, 1947, so that's what created out of this area of quote-unquote Palestine a modern Israeli state, which started in May 1948, and it started a modern Palestinian state, and the Palestinian state would have been made up of West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Now, the West Bank is completely landlocked, and the West Bank is on the west bank of the Jordan River. But the Gaza Strip is literally the strip of land, about 140 square miles. It's about 25 miles long, And as you said, Michael, it has over 2 million people. In fact, I think now it might be close to like 2.4 million or something like that. So it's just booming with people. And it is, I mean, do you know how many empires and countries over centuries and millennia, you know, the Russians, the Soviets, would have killed to have that kind of a swath of land on the Mediterranean?
And by the way, the beaches are beautiful. I have not been into Gaza, fortunately. Looking from a distance, a lot of the buildings in Gaza and in the so-called refugee camps included look like condominium buildings in Miami Beach. And
yeah,
there really is a resemblance architecturally and in terms of geographical location on very beautiful beaches to Florida.
Right, right. Yeah, I had a similar thought. I mean, when you look at, you could just do something as simple as go to Google Photos and just see pictures of it, right? I mean, I was looking at pictures of my friend Kyron Skinner, who I mentioned earlier. She teaches at Pepperdine University, and that's in a beautiful spot, Malibu in California. I'm not going to say that the Gaza Strip looks like Malibu, right? But it's a beautiful area. It's along the Mediterranean, and it could really become a thriving port of commerce.
So how do we get from here to there? What do you see as the future once the war is won?
Well, I think the people of Gaza, the Palestinians there, should think less about electing terrorists who are dedicated to the destruction of Israel, and maybe instead some free marketers who are dedicated to promoting economic prosperity. You know, like much of the rest of the world, get with the 21st century and embrace freedom, embrace prosperity. You know, quit wanting to kill your neighbors, your Jewish neighbors, and look at them instead as a group of people who, you know, coexist, made the imago Dei, the image of God. And even if as a Muslim you don't want to go there, look, the Jordanians made peace with Israel. They signed this beautiful Jordanian-Israeli Treaty of Peace in 1994. It's a gem. It's probably King Hussein, the great thing he did before he died in 1999. Look at Egypt with the Camp David Peace Accords in the late 1970s. They made peace with Israel. Trade with Israel. Do economic exchange. And by the way, Israel is this thriving economy whose per capita GDP blows away pretty much everybody else in the entire Middle East. They could buy your products. They could buy your exports. But instead, when the people of Gaza go and do something really, really stupid, like elect Hamas, a terrorist group, as your governing legislative authority, I'm sorry, but they're getting who they voted for right now.
So kick these guys out. The difficulty here is that when you talk about this war, there was no provocation for this war. There's nothing that Israel had done. And what Israel had done is they had recently authorized 18,000 workers a day being able to travel from Gaza into Israel because there are jobs in Israel and there aren't a lot of jobs in Gaza because they're too busy building tunnels and planning terrorist attacks and not busy enough developing economic resources despite the huge expenditure of money by the UN. Now, you surely have covered some of the history of how the UN UNRWA, the United Nations Welfare and Relief Administration, how that ended up being intended for refugees in general, but basically being used and expending a great deal of money only in Gaza. And not all of that money goes to humane activities. Some of it goes to support Hamas.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, and I mean, look, Israel doesn't want what's going on right now. I mean, for people who are calling for a ceasefire, Israel would love to have a ceasefire. Israel didn't want firing here to begin with. So what they're doing now is responding to, as Netanyahu realizes, a threat that's going to be a constant threat unless the Hamas, who the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip voted for, are taken out, removed. And think about this. The people who might be pro-Palestinian, pro-Gaza Strip, anti-Israel, I mean, just stop and think about this for a second. First of all, do you really think that Israel wants to do what it's doing right now? And then second, once Israel removes the Hamas leadership, which is going to be really difficult to do, well, what then? I mean, this is a nightmare for Israel. Israel doesn't want to, they don't want to occupy Gaza. They don't want to own. Do you think that Netanyahu and the Knesset want to suddenly go in and rule 2.4 million Palestinians in a 140-mile square strip called Gaza? I mean, that is a nightmare. That's the last thing that they want to do.
It is a nightmare, and again, there is a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about the hope that different Arab countries, including some of the countries involved in the Abraham Accords, that are wealthy Arab enclaves like Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, and again, talking to my brother last night, apparently the alliance, and that might be too strong a word, but the cooperation between the UAE and Israel has held steady with all of this craziness. So
right.
Who knows?
They don't want it either, right? The Saudis don't like this. The UAE, Bahrain, none of them like it. The Abraham Accord countries, they don't like it. And by the way, to make this a bit more complicated for Americans and Westerners, none of them like the Iranians. Okay?
Well, they're not
Arabs.
You don't
realize this. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. In fact, they have even, frankly, some very racist views toward the Iranians. But they don't like the Iranians, the mullahs, they're Shiites, among other things, and they're agitating, and Hezbollah, and they're causing problems. None of the Arab brothers in the Middle East care for the Iranians either. So, and the Iranians, it's not the West Bank that backs Hamas and the Gaza Strip. It's Hezbollah and the Iranians that back Hamas and the Gaza Strip.
No, absolutely right. It's one of those things where the late Prime Minister of Israel, and how we miss him, Menachem Begin, used to say, the difficult thing for us is we live in a bad neighborhood. There is certainly an abundance of problems long before Israel was reestablished and reborn that contrast with some of the consistent blessings that we've enjoyed in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Well, hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.